For 300 years, it was common for our people to travel down to Philadelphia, about 30 miles average, to sell, vend our veal and our eggs and whatever we produced in our little butcher houses and our apple butter, you name it. Not until 100 years ago did we start taking the gospel down there. That was a 200-year interval there. But then it happened. We were cautious in the Franconia Conference. Although Lancaster Conference is more conservative than us, they were in Philadelphia doing missions two decades before we went. But now that our iconic first mission, Norristown New Life, Nueva Vida congregation, is approaching its centenary, it was thought appropriate to have a book. And this book kind of came out of an emergency that they faced there in the midst of their innovating, forward-looking career. Came the big national recession of 2009. One thing led to another, and there's a nice story to be told, and it has been told. So I'm going to show you in the next 8 minutes the illustrations in a new book that's just come out. There it is. Go ahead. I'll give you the signature when you change. That's what the first building looked like on the left, and then a few years later, an addition was built, and even in that second addition, which now what later was called the Annex, they put a sign up in front inviting people to Christ. Next, please. This young man was a cigar maker in Souderton. He was married a woman named Lena Stout. Then they joined the church, and they called him to be its first superintendent in about 1919. Go ahead. That's his wife, Lena Stout, and their daughter, Vesta Moyer, is still living here in Souderton. Go ahead. The Hertzlers were living at Trooper, and they were a family. I think Mrs. Hertzler was a Kratz, probably from around here, and they were willing workers at this mission that was started. You know that there were not that many Mennonites, maybe 20 or 30 Mennonites in Norristown at the time. Next. There we go, Mennonite Gospel Mission. I don't know. Some people are eager to crop pictures. It's unfortunate now and then. This is Willis and Mary Mensch Lederach, who were at that time just getting married and were volunteering to... I must tell you this. No sooner did Elmer and Moyer and his wife move into the building that we just saw, then they decided to make a minister, as we used to say it, back at the Souderton Mennonite congregation that they came from, and somebody nominated him in the lot, and the lot fell on him, so he had to move right back out of Norristown to Souderton again. And then this young couple, the mission board, the new mission board, heard that they had volunteered to do mission work in Chicago, which was unusual around here, and they said, well, why not here? And they said, okay. And they came. You remember, how many of you remember the Detweiler brothers, the Dets? They were something else. Calvary Hour? Those are the two Dets. Their dad was going to school in Philadelphia at the time, and they moved into the missions and were there for a while, at where the boys, I was told, got an unhealthy amount of attention there. This man and wife, Markley Huntsberger, Clemmer, thank you very much, married Miriam Cobb from Vincent, and he was ordained, the first person ordained there in 1937 to lead that's his family, part of it. This is their first Bible school in 1939. Next. Next, please. Here is one of many pictures taken of the staffs of their summer Bible school. I direct your attention to Pearl Schrack in the back, second from the left, and third from the right. That's either Juanita or her sister, Lark, James and Rowena Lark's daughter. Go ahead. This, look at the sea change in the demographics between 1939 and 1951. Speaks for itself. Read the book to learn more about that. The first deacon and his wife, Harold and Iona Souter Weaver, my family, go ahead. That's a young man just ordained to the ministry at the age of 19, Paul Lederach. There, go ahead. The Jewish synagogue next door, which was purchased and in 1949 or 50, I happen to be ordained in that building. Go ahead. Here's Markley playing. He was a legendary character, which you will read the anecdotes about him in the book. Go ahead. Stanley and Grace Freed were long, half a century long members there. Go ahead. Helped us with the history. The Brown family was iconic there. Various members joined the church, and one of them became a Mennonite minister, second from the right, Hubert. Go ahead. Paul and Fay Hackman were a ministerial couple for a while. Go ahead. Does anybody remember Carrie Noble Duckett? I see some. See her there on the left? She's a member of Methodist. That's when Bethel started. That's their summer Bible school. Go ahead. This Hershey family was involved in a church split there, and you can read about that in the book. Go ahead. Arthur Jackson, blind minister, was there for a while at Bethel. Go ahead. Am I running out of time already? Yeah. Here's Bethel. This is where Ertel got involved here. This was actually a building built for Bethel in East Norristown. Go ahead. Which was a satellite. And there you see Norman Cobb reading from the scriptures next to Harold Minninger. And over here is Herman Douglas, the minister, and there's the contractor of that building. Go ahead. There's Markley in a later Bible school, summer Bible school celebration. Go ahead. Paul Lichty was pastor for a while. And note how they painted the cross on top of the Jewish star. See it up there? I don't know if that's... Go ahead. Next. Jim Richard and both those men were iconic at Norristown for many years. Go ahead. Next. And here's Ralph. By the way, the man on the left, he's sort of heroic in our history. That is Llewellyn Grofe. Why a Pennsylvania Dutchman gets a Welsh first name, we don't know. But he was a mission worker nonpareil. He just was a... There was a certain breed then, like Linford Hackman and Lowell or Llewellyn Grofe. He helped open up Norristown. Go ahead. This was there. You see Hubert Brown on the left and Paul Hackman, Markley Clemmer, myself, and Harold Weaver, Paul Lichty, and Paul Lederach at about a 65th anniversary. Go ahead. And here was the pastor who came up. Well, he was ordained first, I believe, in Reading. And then he knew Alma Ruth. I don't think he knew her name when she came out from Lyne, Lexington down to Philadelphia. And Ertel could tell you more about that. Go ahead. Ertel became the pastor there at Bethel. And then here's the building they bought. Then in about 1991, it was just up Marshall Street. Go ahead. And... this is a couple that's in the leadership there. Jim is a native of Norristown. We won't go through the basketball story again. You can read about that in the book. Go ahead. Their interracial choir. Keep going. Yvonne Platt grew up right there in that Norristown congregation. Is still among the leadership there. And there's the Latino component with Adamino. He's here with us today. Go ahead. And here's a meeting in 2013 in about December or something like that. They heard about the emergency down there caused by that you know, that national depression. And through John's leadership, John Gosho and others, something happened that was sort of miraculous, and I'll let you read about that in the book. Now, this book is for sale for $11.95 out here, but if you get it today, you can have it for $10. And it's from the MHEP, and the MHEP, the historians, are delighted to be able to be involved in this. So pick up your copy. Every member of the Norristown Church gets one free. Every congregation in the conference gets a free copy. But if you want others, and it's worthwhile reading. And by the way, the MHEP will sell it then for $11.95 plus tax plus shipping. But 40% of that will then be turned over to the Norristown congregation. Thank you.
Thank you, John. We appreciate that. Jim Williams, who is the council chair, assistant chair for Norristown New Life, will have a few comments. But I just want to personally express my appreciation. I was told not to talk, but I'm saying that.
My privilege to accept this gift of this labor of love, I call it, to Norristown. I yield to the historian. She's in the back. Yeah. Thank you, John. I was going to thank Bev for her hard work and working with everyone. But anyway, it is my privilege to accept this gift from the conference on behalf of our congregation. And I say that as a longtime member of the congregation. I started attending, I'm actually in one of those summer Bible school pictures. This past July, it would have been 65 years ago that I started attending there. I'm 71 now, so I was 6 years old when I started attending First Mennonite. And, of course, First Mennonite became Nueva Vida Norristown New Life Mennonite Church today. So, anyway, it was a journey. Between John and Bev, they got the whole thing written, but it was a collaboration of a lot of people working, getting pictures together. Ken Brown out in Lancaster sent a disc of photographs and whatnot. And so anyway, on behalf of the congregation, we thank you, and also we thank John Gosho and the partners who came to our economic rescue. And that was quite a story. As John's already said, you can read about it in the book here, on sale out there. And we don't need another commercial, but anyway, it's a good history of our almost 100 years of work. And it's noteworthy for those of you who don't know. The Norristown Mission, as it was called back then, was the first outreach of Franconia Conference. So we're proud to carry on that legacy, and hopefully in 2018 we'll be celebrating, or 2118 we'll be celebrating 200 years. Thank you.